Welcome to the Good Grit Stories podcast, a weekly podcast telling stories of hope, compassion, and the perseverance of the human spirit. Brought to you by Good Grit Magazine, the character of the South. You can find out more about the podcast and the magazine at goodgritmag.com. Now on to this week's story.
Community Threads. Words by Madison Griggs. Read by Matt Godfrey. Not many people could find solace in a room bursting with clothes. Complete chaos, in the form of chiffon sleeves and tweed jackets, would render most with a headache, much less the comfort required for creativity. One group, however, would take a room like that over any candy store. Four unlikely friends met in unlikely ways and now work alongside each other in one of the world's most dynamic and rapidly changing industries, costume design. The story begins with Yulin Hufke. She worked as a model in her home country of South Africa, a place that has attracted photographers and filmmakers for years. She played many roles in commercials and films, a chameleon of the screen, becoming whatever ethnicity her directors needed her to become. Eventually, she knew she wanted something different. During a modeling job, she struck up a conversation with the person dressing her. A few minutes later, Yulin asked if she could shadow her. "My first day, she made me put hangers together in sets of 10 with elastic bands," Yulin says. "I did that all day, and I loved every minute of it." Yulin's grandmother spent her life sewing clothes for people much wealthier than their family. Yulin's parents wanted a different life for her, like getting a great job and living a conventional life. She had studied accounting in college with the intention of providing them that peace and herself that safety net. However, because of her modeling career, doors opened for Yulin that she wouldn't even have been able to knock on while working in accounting. When Yulin told her mother about her want to pursue costume design, she didn't understand. "She thought I was just sewing like my grandma," Yulin says. After several years in the industry, she decided it was time to relocate to Los Angeles. "I was dirt poor," Yulin said. "I lived in an apartment the size of a shoebox. I had one sink for both the dishes and to brush my teeth. That was how it was, but I loved it." While L.A. was exciting and fun, there was a shift happening. The film and television industry was eyeing Atlanta due to new tax incentives, and Yulin saw it was time to move once again. Her first big break was on the first season of an AMC show called The Walking Dead. No one knew how successful the show would eventually be, least of all her, when she began styling and dressing the walkers. The producers officially hired her for the second season. It was there, in the laundry room on the set of The Walking Dead, that Yulin met Hollis Smith. Hollis had left his corporate job to pursue a lifelong interest in costume designing. "I got started very late in life, and that's really unheard of," Hollis said, "because this industry is a very time- and life-consuming animal." Life-consuming, but a hell of a lot of fun. Because of Yulin and Hollis's working relationship, and the demands of the increasingly popular show, they were on the constant lookout to add to their team. Yulin found Michaela Borgerson in a Free People store. Michaela was working with Free People as a textile designer, having studied fabric design in school. She had always been fascinated by fabrics and dedicated her time to learning the ins and outs of the chemistry behind breaking down fibers in clothes. "Yulin walked in, and I just knew I had to know her," Michaela says. "It was intimidating because she was someone I could respect. It was so cool to see someone who was creating the work that I was infatuated with in school. I believe everything happens for a reason, so I introduced myself and began corresponding with Yulin on a daily basis." Yulin found Jennifer Wright in a bar. After attending Georgia State University for film and video, Jennifer started bartending to make ends meet. She and Yulin met one night and began talking, and eventually Jennifer connected with Hollis to get a feel for the industry. She liked what she felt and started getting work in costume design from there. "I always thought I was going to book it to Canada or L.A., Jennifer said, but I stayed here to go to school, and now I travel all the time, but I keep getting more and more proud to be from the South. This isn't the first evolution of a film industry in Atlanta. In the 80s, a major film movement ignited because of a statewide tax incentive for production and post-production. When that was taken away, the industry dried up. Georgia learned its lesson, Hollis said. When the tax incentive was brought back, it brought in shows like The Walking Dead, and now Marvel movies are filmed here. It's so exciting to feel like we're becoming this concreted entity. This small group of individuals is only representative of the community of Atlanta costumers. They are focused and dedicated and never afraid of a challenge. We have some way to go to earn our legitimacy, Yulin says, but we're growing. People work really hard here because we have a point to make. I think costumers from other places often look down on us because we're in the South. They think we're slower or we can't keep up. This only makes them work harder, and they never fail to make their point. In an industry as fast-paced as this one, it's easy to imagine a dog-eat-dog mentality. And although the community is growing quickly, the group describes it as tight-knit. You can't have an ego, Yulin says. We're not afraid of helping people get into the business. We encourage it. It makes us all better.
Today's story was read by Matt Godfrey with original music by Kyle Carpenter and Wilder Adkins. Make sure to subscribe to Good Grit Stories through your listening app of choice. And if you like Good Grit Stories, please leave us a review. It helps more than you know. As always, you can find these stories and many more at goodgritmag.com, where you can sign up for our weekly newsletter and get a subscription to the magazine. And if you use the promo code GRITTY, you'll get 20% off your subscription. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see y'all next week for another installment of Good Grit Stories.